What's up, Fool? Live podcast with
Rodrigo Torres
and Felipe Esparza, man. Thank you very much for watching us live tonight on a very important Tuesday. Everybody's voting. I hope everybody voted. You know, I can't vote, you know, because, you know.
You don't want to.
You gotta be an American citizen, bro, right?
I thought you're doing it right now?
I'm doing it right now, okay. Bro. I'm getting ready, bro.
Oh, they should have some type of little way to let your ass vote since you're already
getting ready. You know, but a lot of people say I can't vote because, you know, I'm a criminal, but I found out you can vote.
Yeah, I think it's certain felonies, right?
Or you just can't be on parole.
There you go.
You can't vote from prison.
You have no complaints. You know, smuggle a ballot.
Unless
you're
voting
pocket.
For American Idol and you have a phone, you can vote from prison.
Did you have fools voting for you for last conversation?
I have people from prison voting for me.
Smuggled cell phones, eh?
Yes, man. They were the original booty calls.
That's right. Super
what's Tuesday. What's up, fool? So did you get up this morning and vote at 7:30 in the morning? What happened?
I was there at the polls at 7 a.m. at Loma Vista in Riverside. It was full, dog. A lot of people, dude, right before they went to work, all that shit.
Is it true that the same people in charge of the voting registration and the voting... What do they call the voting place that you vote in?
They're supposed to be volunteers. Oh, polls?
The polls. Yeah. The voting polls are the same people that they hire for TSA?
As far as like the incompetency or what?
Yes.
Yeah, but some of them get paid though, like $100. Yeah.
$100 for the day?
Yeah, dude. Like old
sign
ass,
me up.
That was that old ass lady in a wheelchair, dude. I thought she was going to take in her last breaths right there. Little kid straight out of high school, kind of dumb.
How does it look like the voting booth? Is it secured or you go in there like you're going to confess to the priest or what?
Mine had no curtain on it. It's open.
Lisa said hers had no curtain.
Mine was all sealed up. You had a little cubicle, you know what I mean? They kept an eye on you, make sure you didn't pull out your phone and shit like that.
I know, man. Like, it's funny when you take your DMV driver's test, you're taking it with other people, man. They could cheat on you and watch you.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. So, yeah, dude. But it was crazy. It was kind of disorganized in a weird way, but it
was
a lot of
shit happened. So what'd you vote for, bro?
Oh, this fool, dog. Well, I didn't vote for Donald Trump, I'll tell you that much.
You voted independent or Democrat?
MP, nonpartisan.
Nonpartisan?
Now. I'll let you guys know if I ever choose my party when I run for office. But nah, dude, I didn't vote for that fool. Hell no. They had the mayoral elections, congressional elections, House representative elections, and you know.
You voted for the city of Riverside or Glendale?
No, in the city of Riverside. That's where I'm in. The county of Riverside. That's a little precinct.
And your dad voted too?
Yeah, that fool actually, he already texted me back that he voted. And my mom votes by mail, dude.
By mail, huh?
By mail, dude. Por correo.
See, my mom votes by mail too.
Oh, it's easier, she says, dude.
Yo soy ciudadana.
Dude, I'm gonna tell you too. There was a lot, dude.
A lot of first time voters, huh?
A lot that and ever since I've been voting, I voted since I was 18, first time during the Bill Clinton cycle. But there was a lot of Latinos, dog. A lot of them, dog. A lot of them, fool.
Voting, bro.
Voting, dude. In Riverside County, in Riverside, the city of Riverside, yeah.
Voting.
Voting, dude. Right there, and then over there.
They're not in line to buy phone cards, bro.
Hell nah, dude. They're exercising their constitutional rights. Yep.
Who do you think they voted for?
Oh, dude, I think they went Hillary.
They voted for the most popular name they know, huh? Because Latinos vote popular.
Yeah, they went Clinton.
The popular vote for Latinos right now is Clinton, right?
Yeah, well, they're saying too a lot of Bernie Sanders.
No, ese viejito, no, ese pinche viejito no va a ganar. Está muy viejo, cabrón.
Muy anciano ese güey.
Muy anciano, parece el cabrón que juega mucha lotería.
And you know how Latinos are, dog. We'd be like, he's too old to be doing politics. He should have been doing that shit when he was younger, dog.
Yeah man.
Ya fue su tiempo.
Shout outs, bro. Real quick shout outs right
here. Oh, hell yeah.
We got a shout out here for Moises and Mando listening on the graveyard shift in San Francisco Bay. These fools worked the late shift, bro, and they listened to the show all night, man.
Hell
thank you guys for listening, man. Staying up hella late to listen to the podcast. What's up, fool? Moises and Mando.
Like a fucking group, huh?
Also, man, dates. I'm coming to this weekend. I'll be in Orlando, Florida with Marcela Arguello and
Adam Murray.
Adam Murray, man.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, give me some Adam Murray, bro.
Hey, buddy. What's going on, man? Yeah, this lady shorted me on some weed. Let's get out of here.
Oh, man. You got to know Adam Murray, man. Recap. We went to do press one time, you know, and that fool was going to go get some weed
right.
For himself, you know, and it looks shady, you know. Like
there you go.
We went over there to get a whole eighth, and that fool gave that lady like $50, and she gave him a gram and a half.
Jesus Christ.
He came inside the car and said, man, I just got hosed. Nah, man, you got whipped.
Did you tell that fool, go back in there, dog?
Because I told him, man, go back in there, man, and tell her this is light.
This is light.
I know, just go back in there, man. You got to go back in there. Tell her this is light. And then, nah, man, you know, she's like my another comedian's mom, you know. That's
Are you
mom.
Serious?
And I said, more the better, bro. You go over there, and you go over there, and you sit down. You put the weed down on the table, and you tell her, you know, sorry, Grandma. Grandma Kush. But this bag right here is light. And just leave it there, man. Just drop it and let her stare at it. And then you guys both look at it and go, yeah, it's light. And then she just throw in and give you more weed, you know. Walk away. Leave it there and take like a lamp on the way out. Something, bro. So you can know you're serious. But I would never go back over there ever again.
Hey, didn't you measure that nug with a quarter?
Yeah, bro. Small, bro. It was the size of a quarter.
And he's a non-confrontational dude, huh? A pacifist.
A pacifist, yeah. I don't know what that is. But yes, he's a pacifist.
He don't like no wars.
Yeah, like this will be a war. He's like way behind you.
The little white flag?
Yeah, man.
What up, dog?
Also, right. Man, July 15th, a big show in San Diego at Humphreys by the Bay. It's going to be an awesome show. Tickets are on sale now, so hurry up and get those tickets. July 29th through the 30th, Arlington, Virginia. All you Salvadorians who live in Virginia, who live by D.C., all you guys, show up, man, to my show at the Arlington Draft House. It's going to be a party, man. You know, you never know, man. We could all meet up and go hang out and watch a movie before the comedy show. You know, a little movie before the show. A
little matinee.
A little parking lot with us, you know. We eat a couple of cupcakes, drink some coffee, and go watch a movie together. Then I go home. You guys go your way. We'll meet together at the show.
Happy.
Whoever wants to do that, man, we're going to meet up. August 4th through the 7th, West Palm Beach. Where you at? West Palm Beach, Boca Raton, all those little areas around that area. Please show up to the show. West Palm Beach, man. Let's make it happen.
Hell yeah, dog.
Yeah, man. It's a men's night tour.
Fool, dog. The first time I met you, dog, we were at the Wild Coyote, dog. And yeah, fool. I'm going to go do a one-nighter tomorrow, dog, in Boca Raton, dog.
I was smoking?
Yeah.
Fucking loser.
You were sober when I met you. You didn't smoke weed, dog.
I didn't smoke weed, man.
Nothing. No alcohol, nothing.
I was trying to look old, how with a cigarette.
A sophisticated, you know,
Marlboro Lights.
Debonair.
Yeah, bro. I went to Boca Raton.
And you had the voodoo shirt, and they recognized it, right?
Yes. I did a show with some guy from Chicago. He's a radio guy. I forgot his name already. And the show went all right, man. I did the University of Florida, or FUA, Florida University. Mm-hmm. It's a small university. And right after I left Boca Raton, that was in 2001, bro.
Yeah, dog.
I went to a movie theater, and the movie theater had couches, and I never seen a movie theater like that. They serve food at the table.
Damn, like that, fool? Restaurant style?
Yeah, man. And they took me to eat at a big Cuban restaurant, man. I had a bunch of bananas, cut garlic chicken.
Oh, back then.
Rice. It was bomb.
Do you have any pork?
No pork. I had a little two coffees on the side.
Cuban coffee's a bomb,
yeah,
dog.
Bro. And I had a little leches cake, you know, because I was keeping it fat back
That's
then.
That's what I'm saying, dog. That's some good eating, good. Man.
And then those two girls that booked me took me after that to the movie theater, bro. And of course, you know, I was still fat back then. I was missing home, so I ate nachos.
That was for dessert, dog.
Yeah, man.
What, that nachos are bomb too, dog.
Yeah, man. I ate that. The show kind of sucked, you know? Uh-huh. I didn't bomb. I didn't do well.
It was just like kind of...
Yeah. Some guy was heckling me. Some black fool heckling me. And he was like flipping me off.
What the fuck was his problem?
He was flipping me off, I guess, trying to walk all gangster style. And I said, he flipped me up one time. Oh, one finger. Then I said, two fingers. This guy likes two fingers up his ass.
People died, dog?
They died, dog.
The guy fool got pissed,
they
dog.
Died, fool. And then he started, like, getting crazier. And I said, come on, dance for me. I told that black fool, come on, I don't want to fight. Just dance for me.
Give me a couple steps, spider.
Give me a couple of steps, man. A little shake and bake, you know? I was telling him to do all those things, you know, that he normally would have done, but I was trying to do those things that he normally would have done.
Harlem Shuffle?
Yeah, whatever he would have done, but, you know, I'm ordering him to do it. You know? Give me a triple double. Slap your mama. All that shit, dog. They were dying, bro.
What happened, dog?
Fool, he tried to rush me.
Are you serious?
All the Latino fools in there stood up, bro, and it was a defiance, dog. It turned into county jail.
Shut up,
bro. Fool, everybody stood in front of me, and it was crazy,
bro. They were letting it happen, huh? Yeah. They ain't going to touch the guy from TV.
And then his homie just slapped him in the back, man. Man, he's just funny, dog. You just can't take it. So they ended up taking that fool out, you know. He went home, you know, probably like, ate some cornbread or something, you know. Because that's what I did, shit. They had food backstage, fool.
Like, I even ate catfish, eh?
You know, sometimes people need to go fishing, bro. Need to get up in the morning, you know, go fish by yourself.
Clear your mind.
Clear your mind, you know. Or if you don't go fishing, do something by yourself, man. Forget about staying home and masturbating. That's getting old.
Hell yeah. Thank you.
That is getting old, man. Masturbating every day brings on depression. Because see, when you masturbate every day, man, then you see a beautiful woman you like. 5, 9, 8 out of 10 times, you're not going to go talk to her. Or in the 2 times, you're going to say something stupid. You're going to say like, hey, broad, like Rodrigo or something.
Hey, broad.
Or see a big ass, oh my God, or something like that. But if you don't, imagine, man, if you don't jerk off for a month, a whole month, you're going to be on the prowl.
It's all said, though. All of a sudden, you become a player.
You're going to be on the prowl, man. You're going to be like, man, I need to unleash this. I'm telling you, man, and don't be choosy, man.
Don't be choosy.
Do not be choosy.
Be shallow.
Just go for it, man, you know. Because the first girl that walks up to you is it's going to be a clean person. You know, she's going to be clean, man. Not the best looking one, but she's going to be ready, good to go, bro. And that's what you need right now, man. Someone to cuddle with, you know, on a summer night, you know. But then after a while, man, she's gonna release these hormones, bro, with your hormones. And then that's going to leave the scent. That other women around are going to smell that, man. I don't know what they're called. Lisa, help
pheromones.
Me out. Pheromones. She's going to release these pheromones, man.
It's nature, dog.
And the next chick's going to go, there's a man over here, a busy man. But see, when you jerk off every day, you don't release pheromones. You release depression.
You just depressed everything.
See, man, when you're like jerking off every day, you see a hot chick, you go, fuck that bitch. I'm going to eat these, I'm going to go home, eat these Susie Q's and jerk off.
You're releasing the mojo when you jerk off, dog.
I've done that, bro.
Me too,
I've
dog.
Done that. I've been so lonely, bro, that I just fucking got 4 Dolly Madison apple pies and called it a night, dog. Oh, very good, man. God, what's man. Up, fool, first caller?
Yeah.
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
What's up, big dog? How you living?
Who's this? Where you
Damn.
From?
I've been calling and calling and calling. Finally got in.
Hell yeah, dog. There's a group of people calling. What's up, fool? What's your name, dog?
What's up, fool? I'm Regal from over here from the Valley.
Are you going to the Valley?
What's up, fool? How you been, man? Did you vote today or what?
Yeah, I went vote. I went for Bernie Sanders and for Emilio Huerta.
Orale.
California.
All right.
Yeah. I'm the one that sent Rodrigo email about the girl.
Ah, this fool, dog.
What girl, fool?
And on my last podcast, I told Lisa a little bit about the story at the Nokia, but that one that I was dating and then, like, you know, it didn't work out. She wanted to be friends. She ended up getting with her ex and fucking, you know, I got all sad and had to go comb the streets for other ones, dog. And then, I don't know, dude, through the Snapchat, fucking hit her up. I commented on a picture and then do-do-do-do-do started chatting again and, you know, she told me all the whole story. So, you know, now we back, man.
Snap back.
And then this fool sent me an email. Hey, dog, don't do it, dog. The baby's daddy's always going to be there, dog.
Don't do it, man. That's right, bro. You never go back. You gotta let that girl be away from the baby daddy 2 years, man.
I don't have 2 years, Felipe. Because,
man, every time a guy drops off child support money, he wants to hit that shit too. And sometimes that girl be waiting naked, bro, for that child support check. Or sometimes a baby daddy will hold back the money, bro. They'll hold back the money. Goes, fuck you. I'm going to give you this fucking money. You're going to spend it on yourself. You're going to spend it on the kids. I'm not going to spend it on myself. And then little by little, bro, let's have sex first. A little sample. It works like that, bro. It happens.
And what up, Rico? That should happen to you or what?
It don't work with me, that's for sure.
Not with me, but people that I know, eh?
Uh-huh.
What happened,
you know,
bro?
You know what I do ever since I've been hearing you?
What, bro?
I look at everybody come, what's up, school? And they're looking at, what the fuck is wrong with this guy right here?
That's how you do it, bro. What's up, boo?
Hey, yeah. And you know what else I do? I'm always on Pandora, and each time fucking Joy Corey comes up, I put the thumbs down for that motherfucker right there.
Yeah! Hell yeah, bro. Two thumbs down on him.
Yeah, and the other fucking faggot that was talking to the manager in the Laugh Factory about your girl that he didn't want your girl to work. I put thumbs down on that fool too.
All right, bro. That was at the Ice House, the devil.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Thanks for calling in, bro.
Hell yeah, fool.
All right, peace out.
We'll keep your mind, Rigo. Thank you, dog.
Yeah. Yeah, man. He touched on some important points. What's up, fool? Caller.
Hello?
What's up, bro? What's your name, fool? Where you from?
Jose. I'm from Seattle, man.
What's up, Jose from Seattle? I'm coming to your town. I'm coming to the parlor bar in Bellevue in September.
Washington in the house.
Washington, bro.
You got to come to Tacoma, man.
Tacoma?
Yeah, Tacoma, Washington.
It's real close to Bellevue, bro. It's like 25 minutes.
You got a bike?
Take a train.
I'll hop on a bike.
Hop on a raindrop, dog.
Hell yeah, man.
Hell yeah. Yeah, man, I wish you were coming closer, but, you know, I'm going to try to, you know, go see you and stuff.
Man, Bellevue's not that far from Tacoma, right?
I don't believe you. I don't know. I'll be honest with you.
It's like 30 minutes.
Yeah, listen.
Unless you're running dirty, it takes an hour. I guess he knows. We're going to check for you, bro. We're going to help you out here. We're going to give you a GPS. So you like the podcast or what? Did you vote today?
Yeah, man. I found out through you, or about you through the podcast.
It's an hour and 5 minutes away from Bellevue.
It's an hour away from Bellevue, bro.
Via the 405 South and the 105 South.
405 South and 105 South, bro. You can make it.
You'll be all right.
So did you vote for Bernie, bro? Who'd you vote for?
I haven't even voted, man. I feel really bad.
You got to go do it, bro.
I know. We can't let Trump win.
You got to be like Woods homeboy from The Godfather, the old man. You got to vote absentee.
You got to absentee ballot, bro. You got to mail it in.
Yeah, man.
You got to vote in November, though.
The wall.
Yeah, man. You know what's funny, man? Listen to this, man. When I was doing my comedy show in
just last weekend,
we're in Birmingham, Alabama. But we're actually in Hoover, Alabama. And during my show, some old man that was drunk by himself yelled out, "Trump! Trump! Trump!" And then, like, but there were a lot of black people there too, right? But, like, he just yelling out, "Trump!" Then I said, "All right, but you're at the wrong rally." And everybody died, fool. They were laughing. They were laughing, bro.
What a dipshit.
They started imitating Trump. Get him out of here. Anybody punches him, man, I pay for the... I'll give you a TV
can't
t-shirt.
Can't let him win, man. Can't let him win.
What's up, fool? But thank you for calling in, man. All the way from Seattle, man. Hopefully I'll see you at the parlor bar.
Tacoma.
All the way from Tacoma.
Anything you want to add, dude?
What's that?
Anything you want to add, say?
I actually got to go do some comedy myself. I'm doing some comedy at a local spot over here in Tacoma.
Hell yeah. Right, keep shining, dog. We're out.
All right, bro. Don't be stealing jokes. Yes.
Hey, what's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
Hello. What's happening, dog?
What's up, fool? Who's this?
This is Luis, dog, calling from Norwalk.
Hell yeah. 562 in the house, dog.
What's up, fool? This fool called last time.
Pioneer Boulevard, dog.
Anyway, right there, the one way, homie. Hey, Canal.
What's up?
You know what? I got a question for Felipe.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Felipe, what I want to know, dog, is that you, as a prominent figure in the Latino community, I want to know, what are you doing for the raza, homie? I'm just fucking with you.
Let's go, dog!
I was trying to find a smart answer already, bro.
Donating to non-profits. Hey.
I donated blood on Boyle Heights, on the floor.
Nah, but for real, hey, first of all, I want to say, like, 2 years ago, I saw you guys at the Ice House, and I was fucking drunk, and I was acting, like, not until after that I realized how stupid I was acting, and Felipe, you were cool as fuck.
Hell
like,
yeah,
I know
bro.
You deal with drunk people all the time, and I was just like, fuck, I felt like a dumbass. Well, my old lady had to tell me after, you know?
You don't get out much, huh?
Yeah, that's when we had that white guy, like, he was handing out business cards. I was like, who the fuck is this, fool?
Chuck Bartel, fool?
That's Chuck Bartel,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, that guy, Chuck Bartel, there you go. Fucking exactly.
Wow, now, a long time ago.
Up and say what's up. I just want to know that, you know, as a fucking Chicano bro, I love what you guys are doing. I'm fucking, I root for you guys. I bought your What's Up Fool t-shirt.
Orale, carnal.
Orale,
after you got that fucking jaywalking ticket, you know, to help you out pay for that shit.
Hell yeah,
and,
bro.
No, you know what? Like I said, I'm just letting you know that I'm here to, you know, promote you guys. And I'm here, you know, a proud supporter of everything you guys do, bro. That's pretty much all I wanted to say and show you guys love and keep doing what you're doing and keep up the funny. And go kill them roaches, Rodrigo.
Hell yeah.
All right, fool.
That's what's up, fool.
All right, man.
All right, Jose, right?
Un millón de gracias, güey.
Órale, vato. What's up, fool? We got a caller. Caller number 100.
What up?
What's going on, man?
Chilling, dog. What's up? Who's this?
This, Eric.
Where you calling
I'm actually
from?
A second-time caller, man.
What's up, Eric Von Erich? Second-time caller?
Oh, it's homeboy. Yeah. What up, dog?
What's up, man?
From where?
Where you calling from, Eric?
Texas.
What
part of Texas, fool?
Tyler, Texas, man.
Coyote.
Don't mess with Texas, man.
Damn, man, you're probably in a small-ass town, huh?
Tyler, dog. I live on Tyler Street, dog.
Oh, you live on Tyler, Texas? I know where that is.
Hell yeah.
That's like an hour and a half south of Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
I don't know. Lucky
pretty
guess.
Cool over here.
Geography. On point today.
Yeah.
What's up, man? How's everything? Did you vote?
No, man. No, I'm not. I don't know, man.
Tell us, dog. What happened, dog?
What happened, bro? Ever since Ted Cruz got out, you gave up on life?
Well, I was never for Ted Cruz. None of those guys, man. It's especially not right now. You know the way it is, Trump and Hillary.
Please, Cap.
Because you know a lot of people voted for Bernie Sanders, but I mean they're basically jumping on a sinking ship. You know,
in which way, dude?
I don't know.
The ship is going down. That ship. So it's going to be either Hillary or Trump, and you know that Trump has a bunch of supporters. I mean, I actually know a lot of people that would rather vote for Trump than Hillary because they know it's going to be either Hillary or him. It's just about, you know, like you say, getting out and voting because, I mean, it's one or the other, and you know, a lot of people don't want the same policies that we've had over the past 8 years. If you vote Hillary in, you know, so a lot of people don't want that. And, you know, so, and we all know what Trump is all about, you know, so a lot of people don't like him, but he's saying a bunch of stuff, you know, a bunch of shit that a lot of people here in the States are thinking. He's playing into that, you know, so a lot of people like him for that.
Yeah,
and
man.
It sucks because it's not only white people, it's Asians, it's blacks, it's some Mexicans too, you know.
Yeah, but those Mexicans are from Venezuela.
Yeah.
What's up, fool? What's your name again, man?
Eric.
Eric from Tyler, Texas,
second
man.
Second time caller, dude.
Second time caller, man. Thank you for calling, man.
Hell yeah. Thank you for your insight.
Write a good review for us, bro, on YouTube right now.
I will, man. And I appreciate the love. I actually wrote a review for you on iTunes.
Yes.
And then, they never put it up. I don't know why.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Try it again, man.
I'll have to email
it. Repost it. He was trying to post a cool ass comment on iTunes that didn't repost.
Or didn't post that.
Try it again, homeboy. All right, fool. Thanks for calling, big dog.
Saludos from Tyler.
Thanks, Felipe.
Hell yeah, man.
Thanks, Felipe.
Hell yeah.
Rodrigo, thank you guys for your comedy, man. I love y'all.
You're welcome, Eric. Thank you very much.
Man, we were in Birmingham. It was happening, huh?
Hell yeah, fool.
It was tight.
Hell yeah, I was fucking bitching.
What's up, fool? What's up, fool? This fool's munching on something.
Good evening.
What's up, fool?
What's up? What's up, man? Second time caller. Where you from?
Highland Park. Rodrigo already knows who this is.
Moises.
No, dog. Try again.
Victor.
What's up?
What up, fool?
What up, Tito?
The fool that works out where they sell the futons, fool.
The futons?
Yeah.
That's a good ass. That's to be a good ass sponsor. What's up, futons?
I'm just calling in.
What's up, futons? I'll be a good ass sponsor to have, bro. If we had a sponsor that sold futons.
Hell yeah.
What's up, futons?
That's awesome, dog. What up, Vic?
For sure. What's up, man? Nothing. Just trying to call in. It's harder to get here than to the P line.
This fool, dog. You vote today or what?
Me? Yeah, dog. Got it handled.
Hell yeah, bro. You did it, huh?
What precinct, fool?
What, right here, right from my house.
Oh, at the school right there on fucking Yosemite?
Yeah.
Was it packed?
Yeah.
Were there a lot of first time voters?
There's a lot of young people going out actually.
All for Bernie, huh?
For sure, man. There's a lot of them double parking and stuff like that, trying to get their vote. And you know, it's hella busy right now.
Still,
but many people use my driveway, whatever's possible, man.
Damn, dude, you on the Bernie train, fool?
Me? You know what? Not Trump though. So.
Oh, that's what's up.
You know, you got to see something, you know, somebody who has more common sense than that, you know?
Right.
Try to get something going, you know? But, you know, I like kind of like Bernie, you know? He's been for the cause. He's been there since the beginning, you know?
Right.
What do you think about gay guys who are for Trump?
I don't know. You should ask Rodrigo.
They're double gay, dog.
They have a hard on for Trump.
Half mass all ways, you know.
But there's always been a lot of gay conservatives, though.
Always, dude. I mean, look
hardcore.
Look at gay neighborhoods; they're always clean and perfect. That's conservative to me.
That's true.
Well, they also get out. You know, they're more involved. You know,
yeah.
They don't have any kids or anything like that to stop them back. You know, or they,
front door, back know, door, whatever door.
Yeah, man.
Whatever, man.
Again, Victor, dog.
Well, thanks for calling, Victor.
Gracias, wey.
No problem. Hey, Rodrigo.
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
I saw all raw hide right there. You're trying to scam some other fool right now.
Oh, fool, fucking catcher's mitt face?
Catcher's on the right, yeah.
Are you serious, dog?
What happened?
That one lady that I used to rent for.
Oh, that lady that I used to rent for? What happened?
She's trying to scam another fool. Tell him, Victor.
We got to get him, man. We got to get her on Ocorrió Así or something.
We got to get Judd McIlvain from Channel 7. What happened, dog?
No, so one guy, he's just looking at me because he stopped by and he's like, oh, do you know where the lady is? You know, looking for the address, you know, everything. I was like, oh, man, bad experience. Run the other way, you know.
Uh-huh.
But some young college guy.
You told him bad experience, run away?
Yeah, I tried to tell Rodrigo, but you know how he gets suspicious when people start asking questions.
Yeah.
You know, but it happens, man. I tried to warn him already, you know, a couple times.
Damn.
Fuck it, dog.
Hey, man. My neighbors keep asking for you, dog.
Oh, dude, tell him I'm going to drive out. Dude, I had to get on my phone and all that bullshit, dude. Dude, text me that fool's number now, dude, and I'll call him tonight.
I keep telling him that it was too pricey. He keeps dropping it down the price. He's probably going to end up living for free if I keep at it.
The only thing that sucks about that room, fool, has no shower in there. No mommy's way. Got to go over there in fucking sandals, dog, and step on the rooster and the fucking tomatoes, dog.
You know what? Dustin Ibarra used to live like that.
You look like you're coming out of Field of Dreams through the crops.
Well, it'll be like Rodney Dangerfield and Easy Money with a robe, dog. One more word out of you, and he gets it. Orale, pues, wey. We're out, dog.
All right, dog. And, Gage, congratulations on the podcast, bro.
Thank you, man.
Like a therapy therapy session with you and Frankie last
All right.
Yeah, man.
All right, man. Take care.
Thank you, brother. I'll hit you up late.
What's up, fool? Carter.
What's up, fool?
Who's this, dog?
This is Angel, man, in Austin. Texas.
Oh, shit.
What's up? What's up, Angel, in Austin, Texas?
Yeah, man.
So,
yeah, man.
What's up, man? Did you vote already? But Texas voted, huh?
Well, we did it in Texas, man. We did that shit a couple of months ago.
Orale.
Fucking Fallon's out there trying to vote or what?
Yeah, we're over here trying to shake the vote, trying to get everybody to vote. Hey, remember back in the days, man, when it was all dirty And they would have a dead people vote.
No, a lot of politicians did that scam where they brought up old names that people were dead, dog. And they started, where the fuck this guy get all these votes? They started fucking researching. All those people were fucking dead, dog.
And another time, like in that movie, Gangs of New York, they were having fools vote, and then like they were like they were drunk Irish dudes. They'll vote twice.
Yeah, and back in those days, that's where all that powerful Tippin' Annie Hall and all that Irish shit came from, dude. Like, yes. Very important shit, dude. Yeah, man. Who'd you vote for?
Yeah, man. Hey, I finally heard the Yeah Man podcast, man. Good shit.
Yeah, man.
Thank you, dog.
How was it?
Enchilada casserole.
All right, man. We're going to give the people what they want, you know?
Yeah, the
people wanted us to go up every day and do a podcast. We don't have the time for that. In other words, you have to kill roaches.
Dude, I
got to walk my son to school.
I need one podcast, one every day for the shitty days I got to go to work. You know?
Hell yeah, man.
What do you do, fool? I vote.
I work in a cubicle, man. Just like God intended, you know?
Fuck, in Austin, dog. Even better, dog.
In Austin, bro. That's where they film Office Space.
I get to listen to you fools. I get benefits. I get holidays. It's all good, man.
Hell yeah. You need a little vape pen to go outside.
Hey, I got a question for you, Felipe. You know, you used to work at Dodger Stadium.
Yes.
When you go there now, I know you get hungry. Don't tell me you don't. What does a vegan eat? At Dodger Stadium.
Man, believe it or not, they got vegan dogs now.
And cookies.
Yeah, yeah, man. Food. And they have vegan nachos now. Also, Dodger Stadium has garlic fries that are pretty much fries, always been vegetarian. So it's a good garlic fries, man.
Yeah, they got chunks of real garlic in there.
Also, there's a place that has bean burritos, but that's in the cafeteria. I could get a bean burrito if I want to.
Do they treat you all like, you still used to work here, like all nice or what?
Man, if I go where I used to work at, some people are still there, but there's another paisa named George. That fool speaks English now, bro. When that fool started, that fool was speaking all crooked-ass Spanish. Te mato, you know, all bad Spanish.
Inglés sin barreras, bro.
But now, bro, he's
my dad, I grew up my paisa dad, too, you know what I mean? And I was going to ask you what you know, he's always, you know, he understands everything, but when he tries to say something, I mean, it sounds fucked up. So, like, one time he tried to send me to Hobby Lobby, and he's like, no, mijo, allá por la Lubi Dubi. Mira. I'm like, what the fuck? But what are some of the words your dad fucks up, man?
Like, if you're trying to say, let me explain to you in Spanish to the cops, let me explanation to you.
Or like what my dad says, I'm going to go home. He said, amigo home. So he's basically saying amigo home.
Yeah.
But it's all good, man. He gets the point across, right?
Amigo, tengo una gran headache.
Well, hey, man, we're waiting for you in Austin, man. When you guys
I'm waiting too, dog. To you, man. Throw my name on a little suggestion box at the Austin Capital City Comedy Club.
I'm gonna show up there, dude, with a Sharpie.
Tell him, bro.
Bathroom wall. What's up?
Tell them on social media, bro. Every day on their social media page, tell them, what's up, fool? Bring Felipe.
That's right.
What's up, fool? Thank you for calling.
Hell yeah, big dog.
Fuck yeah, man. You guys, take it easy. Keep your nose clean.
All right,
fuck
man. Yeah. Put a what's up, fool sticker on that cubicle.
Hey, shout out to my lady, Lauren, man.
Orale, Lauren.
What's up, Lauren? Oh, what's up, girl? Clean those feet.
Orale, wait. Shout out to Austin.
All right.
What up, fool?
Yeah, man, so that fool yelling out, Trump.
And he'd get mad at, like, a bit you were doing, or what the fuck?
No, he just got mad, period.
Just fucking a little angry
dude? Just drunk. Or maybe he wanted to do Trump jokes.
Because I remember when we did it, when at the end of the show, those brothers came up to you, hey, man, was that a plant?
Was that a plant? Did y'all set it up? I got a little clip right here if you want to listen to you. Guys,
fuck
listen.
Hit play, dog.
You having a good time or what? This guy got Trump right now. You gotta listen, all right?
You guys are a good crowd. I went to Tennessee last week. It fucking sucked over there.
Oh, fucking... Trump!
There it is.
Trump!
Trump!
Trump! Trump!
Trump! So just laughed at him, bro.
Get him out of here.
Get him out of here.
Get him out of here. I'll pay those lawyers bill, man.
He yelled out Trump all the way out. Let me get in the crowd back. We're at the wrong rally.
Hell yeah, bro. Fuck that dude.
So there you have it, man. Maybe I should have posted like the other comedians. Philippe, comedian destroys
heckler.
What's Hello? Up, fool?
What's happening, bro?
What's up, fool?
Who is this, caller?
This is Trippy and Big Bird from Des Moines, Iowa.
Oh, what's up, Des Moines, Iowa, bro? I went there one time.
Oh, yeah, home of Slipknot.
I went there. I went there one time on a Sunday.
We drove to Kansas City to see you guys in the winter.
That's right. You and your wife.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
That's the couple that drove to Kansas City, bro. Him and his wife.
Oh, yeah, dude. Hell yeah, dude. What's up, dog?
Oh, not much, man.
You vote today, dog, or what?
What's up?
Did you guys vote today?
Well, in Iowa.
Not Des Moines.
We're the first ones to vote.
They were the first ones to vote, man.
And I can't vote because I'm a dreamer, but my wife, I made her go vote, man.
In your dreams.
We voted for Bernie.
Okay.
Orale, got more Bernie guys.
I mean, all these Mexicans, you know, they hate Trump, but they don't want to go out and vote, you know? So we got to do what we could.
Oh, yeah, you got to exercise your civic duty, dog.
You got to do what you got to do. How's Des Moines, man? Hot?
How's life on the farm?
What's up?
How's life over there in Des Moines?
How far are you from Chicago? That's far, huh? 2 hours?
Well, actually, we're on a little road trip to Davenport, which is about 3 hours away. From Des Moines, it's 5 hours away.
Okay.
Yeah. You guys, we're probably the only Mexican listeners from over here, man, listening to you guys.
Spread the word.
Spread the word, bro. Tell other Mexicans.
I know, man. We got a funny bone. You guys should come over here.
I've been there one time on a Sunday. You got to tell that lady who owns it to book me. The okay. Funny bone in Des Moines.
Because Chingo Bling just left.
Chingo Bling was there? How was the show? Were they packed?
Yeah, it was packed. But, hey, you know, some Mexicans are stingy, bro. You wanted $30 for a ticket, and some didn't want to go.
$30? He took a gamble.
Those are first class. The executive section over here.
It was tight.
Hell yeah, dog.
Hell yeah, bro. Yeah. Thanks for calling, bro. Thanks for supporting our podcast, man. All the way in Des Moines, Iowa. We appreciate it.
I love the Enchilada Castro and the Yeah Man, the new one with Rodrigo. Yeah,
man. Thank you, man.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you. All right, man. Write a good review on all three.
Hell yeah. Hopefully all your dreams come true, dog. Keep working hard. All
right, dreamer.
Out of the way.
All right.
Sueños.
Sueños. Imagine if this fool was a cholo and his name was Dreamer and he was part of the Dream Act.
Excuse me. I think the Dream Act was authored by Orrin Hatch, dude.
Orrin Hatch,
Republican out of Salt Lake City or Utah. So yeah, dude, that fucking dude over there in
So that guy from Hoover. That guy in Hoover, Alabama, yelling out Trump, and I said like in Donald Trump's voice, "Get him out of here!
Get him out!
What's up, caller?" What's up, heavy breather?
Hello.
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool? Who's this, Pops?
This is Ron from El Paso.
Who?
Ron from El Paso.
What's up, Ron?
The Bug Man.
What up, brother? How you living, dog?
I think he was at the show, brother? Bro. He was at that show in El Paso, weren't you?
Yeah, I was there.
That's right, bro. It was a good show, huh?
Yeah, watching you guys right now on Apple TV over here.
All right, bro.
Good job.
What up, dog?
What up, fool?
Ron, El Paso, fellow pest man.
When you guys coming back to El Paso?
Just there, kind of, dog.
We're just there.
Probably about another year. Like a month ago.
Yeah.
He works pest control, too?
Yeah.
Orale, man.
Well, who wants more?
Weekends, I'm in medical school during the week, and I do pest control Fridays and Saturdays.
That's what's up, dog.
You have a chemical dependence.
Better than Rodrigo. Just don't let him know.
You vote today? Or no, they didn't vote, right? They already voted.
Well, I wrote in Joey Diaz, but still.
That's right, cocksucker. That's right, you know
cocksucker.
Bringing America back.
Fool said, he wrote it. He took a photo of that shit, dog.
America. America has always been great. God, I don't know what this guy with the wig's talking about.
I would like to have a list of all the names that people wrote in, bro, just to have a good laugh.
Imagine, fool.
Imagine, bro. Somebody wrote James Bond. Because I remember.
I bet you we could write in Joey Diaz and get him elected. I bet you we could.
Maybe, bro.
Well, campaign manager over here, dog.
Trump guy should have yelled Joey Diaz.
Right? Medical school. He has brains, you know?
Well, I just wanted to say thank you guys for everything you guys do and doing real comedy, because a lot of people are too politically correct on their comedy. And you guys, you know, care more about comedy than, you know, what people think about.
Hell yeah, man. We just want easy laughs.
Exactly. Well, what's up, fool? I just want to say thanks for everything you guys do. And I'm surprised at both your podcasts. And Rodrigo, you need to get off SoundCloud and iTunes. So
We're in the process of doing that, dude, and we're going to get that happening.
He's in the process. He's making the right phone calls and the right connections.
Thank you so much, Ron. Peace out. Success.
All right, cool. Fool. Give him some Joe Diaz on the way. Give him some Joe Diaz on the way out.
You know what I'm saying, cocksucker? You're gonna do good. You're gonna help out your community and the fucking world. Why? Because you're a fucking soldier, bro. You know what I'm saying? Now go ahead with those coloring books and shit in your little med school and the Snapchat. Get it together, cocksucker. We love you.
Thanks, Rodrigo.
What are you waiting? Yeah, dude. What up? Hello.
Hey, what's up? Is this the party line?
This is the party line, bro.
Hell yeah, dog.
Later, Dad calling in.
Where those hoes at, fool?
I didn't get in, fool.
Who's
I've been
this?
All night trying to get in, and this is Frank in Japan.
What's up?
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
Hey, that's I'm at work.
All the way from Japan.
But, hell yeah.
A caller from Japan.
Tokyo, yeah.
It's Tokyo. Konnichiwa. How is it up there, fool?
Mina genki. Hey, baka, nani yatendai.
Dog. Well, he's never coming back, dog.
Tell us some what's up, fool, bro, in Japan, Japanese.
Oh, yeah. What's up, fool? In Japanese, it's Oi baka, nani yatendai.
Oi baka, sal jeom baengdan.
Oi baka.
Oi baka.
Yeah. Baka is the word for idiot or stupid.
Oh, yeah.
And, and you can also say ajo, dude. So if you're telling somebody to, like, give you garlic on your hamburger, it's like, pone más carne de vaca con ajo. And then people in Japan are going to freak out, eh? You're going to be stupid, eh?
Hell yeah.
Hey, man, nah, man. This fellow calling in is pretty serious, man. I've been trying for, like, the last half hour.
Oh, yeah?
And then my boss is like, what are you doing? Oh, I'm on a conference call.
It is a conference call.
Hell yeah, fool. Did you vote by absentee ballot or what?
You know, hell yeah. Hey, I've been voting ever since I got. Actually, I got more into like voting when I got here because I realized how messed up things are. And you know what's funny? People in Japan think that America has the best system because we can elect our president. Because in Japan, you can't elect the prime minister.
Fuck no.
But get this: if your prime minister's an idiot, like we might have one soon, right? You can kick him out overnight, dude.
Fuck
you know,
yeah.
This whole thing, like, it took forever to get somebody out. They can kick them out. So I was thinking Japan has a better system, but, you know, the grass is always greener, eh? Then you smoke it. Oh, no.
Hey, fool, is there weed in Japan, dog?
As far as I know, there isn't. But I heard people, you know, here and there say that they can't get some. And there's also a lot of that herb stuff that it's not weed, but it's, like, it's questionable. And if you're near a military base, a lot of people are trying to sign stuff that they think or they tell you that you can smoke it.
Damn.
So I never really smoked, so I haven't looked into it, but everyone keeps asking the same thing. So if you guys get a chance, man, just, you know, get a mule, throw it in a backpack, and just come on over.
Hell yeah. Somebody must have seeds, man.
I had a quick little list. First, I wanted to let you guys know that I found out from you from K-Rock when we did an interview on there because I've been listening to their podcast since forever.
Oh, wow. Thank you, man. Oh, so you heard me on K-Rock.
Why not? What was that?
So you heard me on K-Rock first.
Yeah, that's when I heard about you first, and then I started following you. Actually, I think you had your podcast came out a little bit after that, and then I watched the shot, dude. The shot was funny as hell.
Fuck yeah, dog.
And I was trying to get my students, because I have Japanese students. I teach English here. Here's, like, natural American English. But to be honest, dude, 99% of what you say is just way over their heads, because it's a culture thing.
Oh, yeah.
Even British people don't get it, man.
They're inside that 1940s comedy, dog.
Hell yeah, man. They want long stories.
Yeah.
Oh, you know Charlie Chaplin?
Yeah, we got a lot of Hollywood stuff. It's funny because, like, I was talking about river dancing, and they're like, wait a minute. Isn't that, like, an actual dance? Yeah, but this is, you don't forget
This guy lives by the river, and it's cracked by the river, so every time he comes down the river, he's river dancing. It's a reference. They don't get references.
Hell no.
They don't get references, jokes, huh?
It goes over their head like Homeboy was saying.
Well, I didn't give up on it, but there's a, like three or four people that go to Hawaii a bit, and they kind of got onto it. So I was translating like bits here and there, but it was hard thing to sell. Anyway,
you're quite a task.
Yeah, hey, I wanted to make a quick comment because I know you guys got kind of political, but there's a party called the American Independent Party.
Right.
And people who registered as independents, they probably inadvertently registered for American Independence. So if you think you're independent, double check because you might be under this other party that's like an extreme right wing. I was hearing about this actually on K-Rock this morning.
Damn.
So the people out there who think that they're independent, double check your status because you might be under this extreme right wing, which is like anti-abortion, anti...
Jeez.
I don't know what else, say.
I don't know, dog. A kite all the way from Japan.
Soon, I hope.
I hope.
You fucking awesome.
We're waiting,
everybody,
bro.
Everybody out there, you guys, I grew up in Huntington Park. I was stealing cars when I was 12. Actually, I was stealing Hellcats when I was 12, cars when I was 14.
All
and then I graduated when I was 16, thinking, yeah, I got the world in my hand. And I started fucking up. So then I joined the Air Force. After that, I went to ITT and got my bachelor's degree, thinking, man, this is a fucking waste of money. After about 3 or 4 years, I met my wife, who's Japanese, got married, and because I had a bachelor's degree, I could get a job in Japan automatically. So those of you out there who think, you know, college is for losers or whatever, or reading is for losers, that's like the guy on Kevin and Bean says the whole time. Fucking, I'm here, a living story that it's not, dude. I mean, I grew up right in the hood. I knew, you know, slanging dope, all that shit was part of my youth.
Or your resume. Fucking,
I didn't have a savior. I didn't have a father boy. I didn't go to a, what's that Christian academy called?
Live Victor again. Victory RH.
Yeah, I didn't do that. It was down the street from my
praise
my
chapel.
House, I didn't go down there. Where'd you go? I didn't go to a church. Well, I just I grew up in Huntington Park, but then my parents bought a house.
I see durazos coming.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. To be honest, one of the things that helped me out is my dad made me go to work when I was 16. Because he's like, if you're not going to school, you're going to work. Boom. All right, I went to work. And I got to work.
So you're your father bonded, huh?
Yeah, but...
My father never took me to work.
One of the little ones, eh?
He treated me worse than Bobby Hill. Hey,
Bobby...
I was like Bobby Hill in my house, man.
Pick up those propane tanks, Bobby.
Hey, but if you guys ever need anything from out here, let me know. Right, I started to promote your stuff. I went down to Mount Fuji with the ball cap and the sweater. It was hot that day, though, man.
Thank you, man.
Thank you very much for all your support, though.
Yeah. Sayonara.
Thank you guys for all your free comedy, bro.
Hell yeah, dog.
So, hey, I'm going to give you a quick phrase. You got to remember this one, all right?
Yes.
O manco.
O manco.
Jo o dai.
Jo o dai. O manco jo o dai.
Manco.
O manco.
O manco. What does that mean?
Jo o dai. Give me pussy.
All right, I got it, bro.
Horny ass fool. I thought you was married.
All right, I got it. Come on, yo, tupo to.
So that was a hook, dude. That's what my wife said. Shut up.
Oh. I just say next color. Hey.
Hey, thank you so much.
All right, fool. Thank you. Jose Rivas.
Take care, fool. Say what's
Frank Rivas. Jose Rivas, another guy. He's a loser. What's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
Yo, what's
up? Who's this?
This is Marisol Montes.
Oh, how you doing, Marisol?
Oh, what's up, man? She's back from Instagram.
I am back, drama free.
I've been waiting to call you, man. I want to get my stomach removed.
I will hook you up.
For real, man. I'm like, because I'm losing weight, right? But my stomach still looks like they pulled two babies out of me.
Oh, my God.
Because my stomach hangs, bro.
I know the best surgeon.
My stomach hangs. I had surgery only one time. I had like one, you know, like one of those moles that's on your eye. It was real big, man. And then they got it removed.
That was a skin tag, huh?
A skin tag, yeah. I had a skin tag.
The surgeon did it right there on that show on TV right in Florida. Yeah, right?
Rodrigo's trying to get some cheekbones.
His whole cheekbones.
I'll hook him up. I'll hook him up.
So that's what you do, man? You work for a doctor? What? You work for a doctor or what?
Yes, I do. A couple of them, so... I got the hookups everywhere.
You tell that doctor, man, he wants to pay for advertisement. He could do it on this show.
Yeah, I know. Actually, I might have to hit up Lisa.
Yes, we have Rodrigo Torres right here, man. You know, one time, the only surgery I had, one time I had a penile enlargement on credit. I missed a payment. I missed a payment. They gave an extension.
The long shot. The Texas Longhorn over here.
Oh, my God. Well, I just wanted to say hello. I love your guys' podcast.
Thank you so much.
And I pick pan. And that's all.
All right. Thanks for calling Marisol Montes, man. Drama free.
And follow me on my new Instagram.
I will. I do follow you, man. Follow me on Snapchat.
I'm on Snapchat,
What's your Instagram? You could tell everybody right now.
Okay, cool. My new Instagram is the one and only Marisol.
The one and only Marisol.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go. And shout out to 5150 Clothing.
Yes, shout out to 5150 Clothing.
Hell yeah. And
you want to see Marisol, she does photo shoots outside Dodger Stadium.
I do them anywhere. Hit me up.
All right, fool. Thanks for calling, Marisol. Stay up.
Oh, yeah. Keep shining.
Hell yeah. Representing, bro.
This fool, dog. I need to get rid of my stuff.
I do, dog. It's like it hangs ugly, bro. Like somebody slapped me with a fish and it got stuck.
Okay, crinkle cut fries.
What's up, fool?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Chilling. Who's this?
It's Derek and Ariana.
The Cypher, bro. Cypher's mom.
Sifler. Slifer?
Slifer.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Sorry about that, dude.
What's up, fool?
The fuck y'all doing, dog?
You eating tacos right now?
You know, man. You know what's up. Hey, Maury and I voted for Bernie, man.
Oh, more Bernie people.
Feel the burn, you know?
Yeah. Man, we don't need Trump in our lives.
Feel the burn.
What's up, man? The progressive couple right here. Fuck yeah, dog.
We'll keep it short and simple, but hey, we love you all so much. You, Lisa, Felipe, and Rodrigo, you guys are like family to us. So.
Oh, we love you too.
Oh, yeah, right back at you, dog.
Yeah, whatever you guys need, we'll always be there. Fans for life, man.
Thank you, bro.
We
need someone to make a What's Up Fool San Marcos blanket, bro.
We're from León, Guanajuato, right? So everything's cool. You guys voted for Bernie. That's what's up, man. Fucking A.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man.
All right. We love you guys.
Thank you, Derek.
Likewise, dude. We love you too, dude. Thank you so much for calling.
What's up, next caller?
Hello.
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
Who's this?
What's up, man? This is Mike from Pittsburgh, Kansas.
Mike from
Pittsburgh, Kansas.
What's happening, dog? What's Dorothy saying?
Oh shit! Nothing. Not a damn thing, man. hey, man, guys, love you guys. All three of the podcasts, man. And I want to thank Rodrigo for hooking me up with the Deftones, man. I never heard them before, and man, they're a pretty good band.
Fuck yeah, they're the shit, dog.
Yeah, they are. And Felipe, oh man, I love your bit about the cereal with the kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, I got my kid doing that every goddamn morning I wake up. Dad, I need some cereal.
I want cereal.
Yes.
You can hear it in your dream, man.
Oh, yeah, I get all the time, man. Waking up and pouring beer in your cereal sometimes? No, I'm just messing.
Kansas style, dog.
But no, man, just want to say thanks, man. Love you guys' podcast. And, man, you guys make me laugh like you don't know what, man. At work, at home, I just can't wait to hear you guys every week, man.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you very much.
That's what's up.
All right, man. You guys take care, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Pittsburgh, Kansas is
hell yeah,
house.
Dude. Spread the word, dude. Don't forget to listen to the new Deftones.
No place like home. Hello, how you doing, caller?
What up, man?
What up, man?
What's up, dude?
What's up, fool? Who's this?
Hey, man, it's fucking Peter, dude. What's up, man?
What's up, Peter?
Hell yeah,
bro. Michael Myers from Houston.
Michael Myers is fucking what's his name? Fucking
Ruben.
Robert Torres. This is Peter from Corona.
What's up, dude. Peter?
He builds guitars, green. Fool.
You don't remember?
Yeah, the build guitar.
Yeah, the guitar. Yeah.
What's up, fool? How you doing, dog?
shit. Chilling, dude. What's up?
Right here, man. We just got back from
Alabama.
Some crazy man yelled out Trump during my show.
Oh yeah, I heard about that, dude. You fucking shut him down.
Hell yeah,
shut him down, bro.
We deported that fool from the Stardome Comedy Club.
But it was funny. On the way out, this black man, he thought we set it up.
Yeah, he thought it was a big old act. Hey man, was that a plant?
Yeah, man, we're not that progressive.
Yeah, it'd be a good idea. Badass, man. I just wanted to tell you guys, you know, I'm a fan of you guys' podcast, you know, fucking keep on doing it, dude. You guys are fucking funny as shit.
Thank you, man. We do it for you guys.
I'm going to try to make it out to the Humphreys by the Bay show.
Oh, I'll be badass if you do, bro. Yeah. Show up on a paddle boat.
Yeah, dog. Hit me up, dude, through Snapchat, and we'll fucking toke one.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah, man. For sure.
Oh, yeah, we will, dude.
Yeah,
and,
man.
All right, guys. Take care, dude.
Thank you, man. We do the podcast for you guys, man.
Fuck yeah. Keep the world
rocking. What's up, fool, since day one?
Yeah, man.
With the kidnap series. What's up, caller?
Yellow.
Oh, my God. What's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
What's happening? Who's this?
Wow. Hi again. Actually, I called you already on the very first call-in show. My name is Amalia Morales.
You're from Iowa.
That's right, homie.
Yeah, from Des Moines, Iowa.
Des Moines too?
Yeah, she bugs the funny bone every week.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I'm exaggerating, but yeah, she bugs. She drove.
What's happening?
You drove to a show in Chicago, didn't you, or somewhere real far?
Yes, sir. Chicago and Kansas City. We got so much love for you out here.
Hell yeah, man. I'm coming back to Chicago in the end of August.
I know, and I'm going to really try hard to make it, dude, but my kids start school for the first time, and it's kind of a busy time of the month right there, but, I mean, I really hope you come back anywhere else in the Midwest, especially Des Moines. There's so many, I mean, like I promised you last time, I'll take your What's Up Fool podcast poster, I'll wave it around, carry it around in the back of my car, you know, I'll spread the word, you know, just to bring some Felipe here to Des Moines. That would be so awesome.
Hell yeah.
Cool.
And is there a carnicerias and all that stuff out there too?
Hell yeah, there is.
It's all cracking?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We got a lot of, you know, there's a good Latino community out here. I mean, you got to look for us, but we're here.
You got raspados?
Yeah.
This is how you know.
Raspados, and they sell the elote with the mayo, you know,
whether you want it
on the cob or in the cup or whatever. But
in the cup better.
That's how you know, man. Like Rodrigo and I, we were driving back home from Visalia, and for some reason, I made a wrong turn, leaving Merced, and we passed by a little ass town, and I said, "Well, we got Mexicans here," because they had a place that sold fruit. And it was a whole market, and the market made tortillas, and they had a butcher.
Yeah, you know what it was called? La Tienda de la Esquina.
La Tienda de la Esquina.
That's a cool little name.
The corner market, and they had piñatas, and they rent chairs for parties.
One of those old ass.
And big jumpers, if you're asking.
Wow, that's a good business.
You are second caller from Des Moines.
Fuck yeah.
Really? Oh, yes. Cool. That's awesome. I hope to maybe one day meet that other caller. I don't know.
Yeah, that would be nice. Yeah, it was a guy and his wife. They went to our show in Kansas City when we were in Kansas City.
The Dreamer.
So next thing they could carpool that couple.
Yeah, that would be a good idea. Yeah, I mean, I just got to tell you guys, you know, just keep going strong with the podcast. You know, I never, ever miss an episode. You know, I pretty much am stalking you at this point. I got you on Facebook. I got you on Periscope. I follow your videos. I saw that one where you guys were getting ready to go on stage. Where were you? Like, not Alabama recently, but you gave Marcella
Chattanooga.
Your camera.
Chattanooga.
And she was on Periscope.
Yeah, it was Tennessee.
Yeah.
Tennessee.
Yeah, Tennessee. That was funny stuff. Yeah, that was cool. And just all your Facebook posts, you know, much love to Lisa, too. She's awesome, you know.
She's over there sitting down, nodding, yeah.
Yeah. Love the podcast. I hear you. I've heard the podcast everywhere. I mean, people need to know how entertaining you guys are and, like,
that's
these amazing
up.
Guests, you guys have on sometimes. And, I mean, your podcast have saved me so many times from complete boredom. I've been on planes. I've been washing dishes at home. I put it on to drown out my kids screaming, like anything, dude. Fuck. And you're just...
Good. It's under critical acclaim.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, it's under critical acclaim. And you're not stalking, by the way. You're representing.
Representing.
That's big time, big time. So don't big time, dog. Here in the Midwest.
Fuck yeah.
Keep letting them know we're here.
Much love.
For sure, buddy. Much love. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for being supportive all the way from Des Moines, bro.
Okay. Who would have known? Who would have thought it? Get big time.
We have another caller here.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, what's up, fool?
Oh, shit.
What's up? You're live, bro.
East LA, where the 16 and the 710 meet, right by the CHP.
What's up? You're right there, man. You're right there by Sybil Brand.
By Ford. Majestic Poultry.
From the King Taco.
Old school stomping ground for Carmelita Chorizo right there.
Yeah, bro. Off of Robert's face.
Man, I'm waiting for that thing to open, man. I'm trying to own that building, man.
That's ever a sweet building, huh?
Yeah, they're like repairing
and,
it now.
And who's this? Who's calling? By the
it's
way.
Josie.
Josie.
I've seen you guys at Brand. I've seen you guys at Irvine.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Representing the OC.
Yeah, all the way. Hey, what do you guys think of Snapchat? You guys are, like, all on it now.
Dude.
Yeah, man, it's fun, man.
Yeah, it's fun.
Oh, man. Especially when you grab somebody else's face and put it together.
The face swap
is the best on Snapchat. I saw a guy this morning. He face swapped his face with Kimbo Slice.
Yeah, dude, that should look good, dude. Perfect. Thought he was back from the dead.
I did one of Fluffy. It was pretty funny.
Oh, I saw the Fluffy one, yeah. Man, can you imagine if you guys had it when you were in your 20s? What you guys would be doing on that
crazy
shit?
Ass shit.
I was doing my father yelling.
Dude, naked shit, all types of stupid ass shit.
Oh, man.
Snapchatting in the warehouse and stealing their shit.
I think
if we had Snapchat and Instagram when I was a kid, my mom would have found out that her 16-year-old son went to the LA River with a 23-year-old woman. That would have been snapping that shit all day. I made out with a woman.
God damn, dog. Okay, cradle robber. Who's this lady?
I don't know, bro. Man. She was waiting. It's funny, man.
She
like,
chuyito. No, man.
She sent, and she knew that she could. She had a baby, dog, already.
Fucking, she was praying on your
ass. Her baby daddy had a motorcycle. So when I be over there, bro, and tell me her a motorcycle, I'll be like a rabbit. Who's there?
Pew!
Scared, dog. She gave me a hickey, bro. God.
Ah, dog.
I was all happy, bro.
Okay, hickeys are cool, dog.
Yeah, man. She took advantage of me.
Sorry about that, Josie.
What do you guys think of Nala Land, man? I barely heard about that place. I'm like, what
place?
The heck? Nala, over there. Highland Park and all, like, all that shit's all coming up now. Like, they opened up Hollywood Bowl and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they opened a Hollywood Bowl. It was closed for a while. It's being gentrified.
That's what's happening.
Yeah, I don't want them to come over here, man. They're going to raise my fucking rent.
I know, man. That's when you got to write your own graffiti, man.
Oh, no.
And just tell the cops. And every once in a while, call the cops. And go, man, somebody just robbed somebody. Got robbed, buddy. We got to keep the neighborhood down.
You got to Kimbo slice some hipsters, eh?
Oh, man, thanks, you guys. I was trying to get through, man. You guys had a bunch of guys, only a little bit of girls, so I'm glad, man. I got through.
I'm glad you got
so
through,
much.
Too. Thank Look you for calling, Josie. Over there from Sybil Brand / City Terrace.
Huh. That Monterey Pass Road that turns there up the hill?
Oh, yeah. I'm always up in Alhambra on Main Street right there. That shit gets down. And you guys have heard of the cities right here on Cesar Chavez in East L.A.? That's like older people, man. That shit cracks. There's always cops there.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, I got to find out about that.
Fuck, let's stay away
from
there.
Yeah, it's called Cities on Cesar Chavez and Ford.
You know that spot?
Yeah, I've been there like once, dude.
What do they have there? You sprayed it for
fucking,
roaches?
Fucking veteranas that look like Gene Simmons, eh?
That's the only place where you can hook up on a mom and a grandma.
Oh, Get sure. Fichera,
they're
struggling trying to walk in their heels.
But across the street is a cool burger spot, right?
Dude, there's a bunch of cool burger spots.
A lot of burger spots in that area, man.
Fuck yeah.
I had
Liliana's is right there. Yeah, and they got their Al Bio Bakery.
And it's weird, though.
They have a Troy's, too.
That part of LA? All the fries, they put like fucking that Lori's seasoning, dog. I love fries like that.
Macayo seasonal. Hey, Josie, I remember that spot when you mentioned it because there was a girl there that I met after a comedy show. And then she, I told her I work at Dodger Stadium, right? And she goes, bring me a Dodger dog. So I thought, you know, I thought she really wanted a Dodger dog. I didn't think she mean like we're going to have sex.
Some dick.
I really brought a Dodger dog.
Oh my God.
She put a movie in, and I always wanted to see that movie, so I was eating my Dodger dog, watching that movie, bro, ignoring her.
I thought it was the left field pavilion, eh?
Hell yeah, bro. And then later on, man, I think Ernie G went out with her, bro, and tore it up.
Oh, my God,
hurt my
dude.
Feelings. Not because he tore it up, man, because, man, I was slow.
Yeah, fuck that, though. You kept it humble, dog.
Yeah, I did, man. It was cool. I gave her a Dodger dog, man, and popcorn.
You're a gentleman. The other guy's a whatever.
Yeah, man. Whatever, man. I got my chick.
That's what's up. Look at that fool, all alone on a boat.
Oh yeah, bro. You know, I was just open micing back then.
You're waiting for the record.
What's up, fool? Thank you for calling in, Josie.
Hell yeah.
All right. Thank you, guys. Love you guys. Hell yeah.
Likewise. Keep shining. Hello.
Hello. What's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
What's up, dog? Who's this, eh?
This is Martinez Randall.
Oh, what up, dog?
What's up, fool?
Shout out, Rodrigo, fool.
Dog. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. How you living, fool? You vote today?
I'm living good, man. I'm at work. I ran out. I'm like, I got to call. If I don't call, I'm going to hate my life, man. I hate myself. I'm going to sleep, hating myself, not talking to these fools, not those locals, you know.
This fool, dog. Opportunity knocks over here, dog. Did you vote today, fool, or you vote by fucking mail?
What's up?
Did you vote today?
Fuck, fool, I couldn't vote. I'm at work. I work from 7 to 1.
Damn. You got to mail that shit in, bro, in November, bro. Make it count.
For November. Yeah, man, but everyone here, you know, we're all going for Bernie, man, but it's hard, you know, with everything that's going on. And you know what? I work with a Trump supporter, so it's hard, dog, because I come in and he's Mexican.
Oh, my God, dog.
Disgrace, dog.
That's a perfect word right there, fool. That's a perfect term to describe a Latino or Mexican that supports that fool. A fucking disgrace. Get that fucking guy out of here.
Yeah, fool, I'll post you guys a picture of this fool's car. He has a fucking Trump thing on his car. Has a fucking Donald Trump, make America great again. Fucking Latino.
America's always been great. What the fuck's he talking about?
I know, fool. We built this shit. I'm like, hey, fool, I fucking work here longer than you, and I work here harder than you do, and you're going to tell me that you want this fool to fucking hit people like me. Yeah, my mom brought me in here. My mom came from Mexico, and she showed me, work hard, you know, believe in God, do your shit, and, Nico, you will get what you want, just have strong faith. And look what I'm talking about. I live big. I live great, man. Like you said, smoking weed, playing video games, dog.
Let me tell you what's wrong with that guy, bro. He hates his dad.
Yeah, there was no dad in that equation.
There was
dog.
No dad, bro. If you hate your dad, you're gonna go opposite, bro. If you're dad with a paisa, you're gonna hate paisas, bro. For a long time, bro, I didn't like my dad, and I would see mariachis and want to punch them.
That's what he gets for not watching Mexican wrestling, dog.
Yeah, man, and then ni sabe español, man.
Oh my God,
he's a 3-1000 series, bro.
Jesus Christ, it keeps on getting worse, dog.
Not like us, bro.
Yeah,
we
but
say,
I wanted to call you guys. I wanted to give you guys my shout-out. You guys know that I love you. I'm not here, man.
What's up, fool?
Fuck yeah, Martinez.
You post his email and his picture right there on YouTube, bro. If you can follow this disgrace.
I'm standing in front of this fool's car. I'm getting ready to send this shit out to y'all.
Orale, wey.
Orale, fool.
Thank you very much for calling, dog.
Hell yeah.
Keep shining. Hell yeah. Forever.
Hell yeah, man. But it's cool, man. You know, a lot of people are like, they hate Trump supporters, huh?
Oh, as we seen in Santa Ana the other day.
I know, man. It was brutal.
We got socked up, dog.
What's up, listener?
Yeah, man.
Hey, what's up, dog?
Who's this, fool?
Vicente from Escondido, homie.
Oh,
what's up,
shit.
Vicente from Escondido over there hiding?
That's right. Oh, what's up, homie? Man, I've been trying so hard to get through. It reminded me of like 2002 when I used to call my ex, homie.
All right.
That shit was hard.
She didn't want to pick up and shit. Talking about shit, two lines.
Shit, you put a block on my phone, dog.
I remember back in the days, bro, when you tried to call your chick over and over. And she didn't pick up the fucking phone.
That shit off the hook.
I know. I didn't even know they could do that, bro. I will sit there like a fucking.
Yeah, like como que está ocupado. I will
sit there like a menso for an hour, bro. And my mom goes.
Yeah, me too.
My mom is looking at me. Goes, my mom is looking at me. Quiero llamar a México.
No, too. My mom would be like, le estás llamando a Mr. Taxi. Yeah.
I remember, man. I used to call this bitch long distance, man, right, in Arizona. And then my mom found out. And then she goes, ¿Ya te lo coleaste, cabrona? She goes, when are you going to fuck this bitch? You going to stop calling her. That's my mom telling me, dog.
How old were you, fool?
Fucking 17, dog.
God, dude.
So after that, bro, I started getting phone cards.
Nobody in your business, eh? Fucking Abe.
So what's up? Did you vote or what?
Nah, man, I had to work today. I mean, I work every day. So, salgo tarde, so I didn't get a chance to
do it. So, you got to vote absentee ballot, bro, in November.
Hell yeah.
Mail that shit in, bro. Yeah. Like a phone
hell
bill.
Hell yeah, for sure.
Rock the vote, Vicente.
Rock the vote.
Hell yeah. Anyways, I'm excited I got through, man. I'm a big fan of you guys.
Thank you, Vicente, from Escondido.
I've been listening to you since 2001, homie.
Los Que Locos shows.
Hell yeah, Que Loco on Sunday night.
Spreckles Theater night in San Wednesday, Diego.
That was a badass show. I missed that show, man.
Oh, okay.
Me too, dog. It was so funny, homie. And
that's
then
the
Rodrigo,
first show
dog, when I heard you on the podcast with the first episode I heard was Emilio Rivera, man.
Órale, that's good edition, homie. Órale, yeah. We like that very much. Why don't you check out the show?
Dude, that's one of some crazier stories, bro. When you hang out with him personally, they're crazier.
Fool. Cállate, güey. One day when we meet, I'll tell you one, dog.
Hell yeah, Dad. We'll tell you a real one, bro.
A hardcore one. A player story.
Nah, bro. Emilio told me that some guy tried to kill him and didn't kill him. So Emilio jumped on top of his house and poured gasoline and lit it on fire, bro. And that fool had to leave the neighborhood.
Yeah, I got you. That's crazy.
There you go.
That's crazy, man. You know,
that is fucking crazy.
That's even crazy because the guy didn't own the house. He's the renting dog.
Damn. Le valió madre. Fuck the rent.
Así es la vida, eh. Hey, what's up with people, man? Like, hey, man, you know how we have a fucking California drought? I bet you in your neighborhood, people still waste water, huh?
Yeah, man. They're still wasting right now. You can't put a pitcher of gravel afuera.
I know. Motherfucker fucking paisa water in the building.
Tiene sed, güey.
No quiero que se prenda la lumbre, güey. Especially right here in San Diego, man.
I know. It gets hot over there, man.
Hell yeah, man. Today I was fucking burning up, bro. Hell yeah.
And then growing
came
up.
Came like a tomato.
Like a tomato, hot dog. Getting all red.
Oh, rojo, boy.
Getting all red like Rodrigo tying his shoes.
Like that shirt that he's wearing right now. Almost red.
What's up, fool?
That's how it is. What's up,
it's all
fool?
Good. It's all great.
Thanks
dog.
For calling, dog.
Fuck yeah.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Saludos.
All right. Saludos.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
Mine. What's up, brother?
What's up, brother? Who's this?
This is The Kind Cannabis.
Oh, shit. What up,
the
dog?
The Kind Cannabis over there in Merced, right? In Merced? No?
That's Dabbit King.
What's up? I'm actually out of Colorado, but I'm settling some business in Kentucky right now.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, man.
Interstate business.
We went to the
right,
Kind, didn't
right.
we?
Trying to make the future happen.
No, the one Dabbit King.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. How's it going, dog? You get your votes in already and shit?
Yeah, man. Hell yeah, for sure. Yeah, you had me spit my dab out a while ago when you told that full star I know her, bro.
Fuck yeah, dog.
I don't, you know, people telling, like, you know, intimate stories and shit. That shit cracks me up, man.
What's that intimate stories, dog?
Hell yeah,
man! I'm gonna go check out Ari Shaffir tomorrow night at Zany's.
Hell yeah, dude! The amazing racist, dog.
What city is calling from?
I'm gonna go drop some shit
Zany's
off in his pocket.
And what city are you from? What city are you from originally? Where are you from originally?
Originally, I'm from Kentucky.
Okay, but where are you at now? Where are you gonna go check out Shaffir at?
It's in Zany's in Nashville.
In Nashville, okay.
Oh, I've been there one time to Zany's in Nashville.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, I was wondering. Yeah, well, you guys, I mean, you know, I'm in Colorado, so, I mean, of course, I'd love for you guys to make it up to Colorado. And I would love, you know, I'm trying to do some stand-up myself, just try to start off, with, you know, as much as I can.
Fucking A.
Hell yeah. I did a podcast with Be Kind, bro. Didn't we do a podcast together?
No, I'm D-A-K-I-N-D.
Yeah, Doug Kind.
Oh, Doug Kind. I thought you were saying Be Kind.
No, it's not that.
You know, because a lot of fools use the word kind, so there's about three or four fools that we know they have it in there, so that's what I fucking goddamn.
Yeah, I'm waiting. When you go to the show at Zany's, right there on the request card, if you see five request cards, just write Felipe Esparza on them, bro.
Hell yeah.
And then they'll probably get me back. And I'm looking to go back to Comedy Works.
In Denver.
In Denver, just waiting for a call and a booking.
Man, try to get you know, at the end of October, because Tool is going to be playing out there, and that's just going to be fire, bro.
Hell yeah.
Fucking A, dude. That's what's up, fool.
Yeah.
How far are you from Pueblo, though?
Come out, I'll show you guys some love, for sure.
For sure, man. Some kind love.
How far are you from Pueblo, dog?
From where?
Pueblo, Colorado.
About 25 minutes.
Okay.
Oh, 25?
Cool, yeah. Close.
Cool, close. Hell yeah.
Fucking
yeah, I know. I get a Pueblo, you know, off and off. It's just super busy right now.
I feel you, dog.
But, yeah, man, just, you know, you guys, when I'm in the gardens and I'm fucking spaced out, you guys keep me laughing and mad love and, you know, all that shit, brother.
Fuck yeah. Thank you very much, brother. And tell Ari we said what's up tomorrow.
Yeah, tell Ari we said what's up.
That's what's up, dude. Thank you very much, fucking DeKine. Yellow.
Hello?
Yeah, just turn down your phone, please. Oh, the TV?
Okay.
All right, yeah, that's just a delay, according to the engineer. Makes full sense, though. What's up, man?
What's up, fool? Who's this in the house?
What's up, fool? This is Luis. I'm calling from Virginia.
What's up from Virginia? I'm coming to Virginia, bro.
What's up, Luis?
Yeah, I know. You're coming, like, in July, I think, right?
Yeah.
What's up, brother? How you living?
Yeah, man, I got tickets a couple of days ago, so I'll see you there.
Oh, thank you.
I wanted to ask you, though, were you serious about kicking it before the show?
Hell yeah, we can kick it.
Are you hell
yeah? I mean, I don't do shit during the... Let me know. Yeah, we can kick it. I'm probably going to go kick it. And it's been a while. Might go kick it at either at the, you know, by the pyramid, by the one of the historic buildings where they saw it, or
the monuments,
or outside the theater. Shit,
I'd be bitching, dog.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll fucking blaze, man.
How's that? Hell yeah, bro. I'm down, man.
How's that Virginia smoke out there right now?
That's all right, man. It's a little bit pricey, but I mean, Cali has the best shit, so you guys got to bring some.
Hell yeah, that Cali bud.
Yeah. Not a question, though, for both of you.
Yes. Go for it, dude.
Describe, like, the first time you guys ever smoked. First time you guys blazed.
Oh, man. I could describe the first time, but the second time was a better time, because I'm still doing it. But the first time, I didn't even know if it was real. The first time, I was 19 years old. I was at my friend's Christmas party, my friend Bobo Oscar Jaramillo, who lives in South Dakota with Patsy. That fool brought a joint to the party, and I was drinking, you know, but I wasn't a big heavy drinker. But as soon as I smoked that joint, the next day I was looking for weed.
What?
It was stress, bro.
It
was stress. And then
was it good though? Did it have seeds and shit?
I don't remember, bro. Just a joint. It was just a joint. I smoked it, and I'm pretty sure it was probably red hair.
Old school.
Yeah. And but the first time I smoked chronic, or anything that was not stress, some guy named Bulldog from the neighborhood, he was selling little bags of that shit for $20.
Yeah.
And I said, wow, that's expensive. That's a little bit. This other guy here gives
like
you 20
for a grand.
Hell yeah, man. This other guy gives you a whole eighth for $25.
Fucking A, dude.
But it was a difference right away.
It's quality, dog, versus quantity.
It was a different, and it smelled good. And then, as soon as I smoked the other one, right? Yeah. Man, I went to fucking McDonald's, bro, and I ate I bought a Big Mac with large fries and a 20-piece chicken McNugget.
Okay, I've done that. Mad stoner food. Shit. First time I got high, I didn't even get high, dude, and it was stress. And then the second time I tried Good Bug, and I couldn't stop laughing, dude. Fucking this dude I work with.
The first time you smoked, you didn't get high?
Nah, dude, I fucking inhaled it. I didn't really get high, dude. I just fucking overslammed the door when I got out of my mom's van. And I was like, oh, fuck, this bitch knows. But nothing really happened.
You were paranoid.
Yeah, that's probably it. It just gave me paranoia, dog. And then fucking the second time, I couldn't stop laughing. Working at a record store, I was looking at this fat fool across the way and go, damn, this fool looks like a pear, dog. What the fuck you looking damn. At, man? Yeah, dude, so that's what's up with me. Fuck yeah.
But then I quit right, for like 10 years.
You guys come here to D.C.?
Fucking A, dude.
I'll be there, bro.
All right, Luis. Keep shining, dog.
Stay up, homie.
Yeah, man.
Yep. What's up, listener?
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. All right, he's out.
What happened? What's happening, dog? What else is cracking, fool?
What's up, fool?
Hey, what's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
How you living, dog? Who's this?
This is Sergio from Runner Park up in the North Bay, brother.
Oh, shit.
What's up, fool? All the way from hella north.
From where?
You're from hella north, huh?
Hella north. Yeah, Bato, I'm right here in the parking lot. I'm about ready to go in to vote, Bato.
Orale.
That's what's up, dude.
That's what's up, bro.
Make it happen.
So I need the answers.
Well, all right. What are the questions?
No, but I'm like 20 minutes away.
Just vote for Sway's a vote, bro. Vote for Bernie.
Orderly. I'm like you, Vato. You know that. Remember, you know, your joke where you go up to the court and you turn around and you look for the answers in the audience?
Yeah.
I'm going to help you
yeah,
out.
Yeah, man. Going to court like a game show.
Yeah, exactly, Vato.
You look at the audience
yeah, man,
for help.
Hey, I've been trying for the last, well, I've been trying for a while, but hey, I got in. And I just wanted to say, keep it up, man. I love your podcast. It keeps me going through the day.
Fuck yeah.
Thank you, bro, for listening.
It's you, Uncle Joey.
That's right, cocksucker.
Joe Rogan.
You know what I'm saying? Really?
Really?
Yeah.
I really like the intellectual side of things. That's
I'm
going to
freeze
saying.
Myself.
Whatever, cocksucker. Let's light another fucking joint.
What's man. Up, fool? Thank you, man.
Exactly, man. You got to mix it up. I thought you got to mix it up.
You got to mix it up.
That's how you do it, dog shit. Can't just have beans. Yeah. You got to mix it up, dog.
Yeah, but sometimes you got rice and butter on them.
Fucking A. Refry them. Black beans sometimes. Fuck it.
Just to mix it up with ground beef and don't add no sauce.
Yeah. Hey, shit got for real down up here in San Jose, Vato. It got for real, you know. Not Bernie, but Trump supporters and anti-Trump supporters, they got down.
Dude, I don't condone violence, but this is all I got to say. If you're going to go in the hood with your little fucking Trump rhetoric, some fucking dukes are going to be flying. And maybe when you're not looking, dog.
That's it. Yeah.
Dude, San Jose's crazy right now. They're killing fucking hundreds of people there, dog. Fuck around.
It ain't worth it, Vato.
No, it's not. It's not. And it's not cool.
It's just another Vato.
Exactly.
How many Latino Trump supporters were there?
Over in
San Jose.
San Jose? Oh, there was... Nah, Vato. Forget about it. There was none. I mean, I saw this one dude get tackled by a Moreno, and you know, it's not worth it, man.
Yeah, dude. And if you're living in a democracy, you got to fucking you know whatever anybody says, who gives a fuck, dude? That's their right and whatever, dog. Move on.
That's right. That's right, Lato. Hey, can I send a shout out?
Send a shout out.
Orale, huggy boy.
Okay, I want to send a shout out to my, of course, my younger son Noah Ortega. Noah. He's 7 years old, and then
what's up, Noah?
My oldest son, Joshua Ortega, him and his team, AA league championship game. They took it all. They were 15-0. Shout out to his Yankees team for going undefeated the whole season and
fantastic.
Then taking it.
He's in the minor leagues.
No, this is Cal Ripken. This is 9 year olds.
Okay. Wow.
That's awesome, dude.
Hopefully he'll still win a little league tournament.
That'll be sweet. Congrats to Joshua and his little club team.
Thanks, Bob.
Shout out Joshua, number 7 years old.
Hell yeah, and little Noah.
Hey, and of course, last but not least, my wife, Lori, for making it all happen.
Lori, what's up?
Hell yeah, holding it down over there.
Yeah, and shout out to your Hina and your other podcast, The Casserole.
Enchilada Casserole, yeah. Let's not forget about that.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
Fuck
hey,
yeah.
You guys take it easy. I'm about to go in and do my thing.
All right, go do your thing, bro.
Exercise your civic duty, dude. Keep shining, fool.
All right,
oh, yeah, man.
All right.
Nobody right now, bro. What's up? What's up? What's on YouTube? What's up, everybody?
Clinton wins New Jersey, cementing lead.
What you eat today, man? You glad to be home or what?
Oh, no. What I eat? Yeah, I'm cool, but I fucking love being on the road, dude. Fuck, I hate being home. But what I eat, for breakfast, I eat at my mom's house, beans and eggs. That's it. No tortillas, no nothing. And then for lunch, I had a banana. And then for dinner, I had a Bombay bowl at the Veggie Grill.
Oh, man.
Fucking bomb, dude.
Lisa made chilaquiles, bro, for breakfast.
How was it?
It was bomb, bro, with some tofu scramble.
Hell yeah, dude.
You know me, bro. I can't eat chilaquiles without a flour tortilla. I know. Probably fat.
Dude. Chilaquiles, dude, fat. A bomb, dude. It's just a sauce, too, dog, with the tortilla, dog. Just
what's up, fool?
Blends bomb. What's up? Hello. Who is it? Who's this?
Who is it? Who's this?
Rory. What's up, Rory?
What up, right, dog?
Man. How's it going, man?
Right here, dude. Chilling with fucking Washington's finest over here, dog. How's the fucking farm, dog?
Thank you, Bram. Lisa loves that pen, by the way.
Yeah.
Huh?
The manager.
Lisa, the manager, loves that pen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you very much.
Oh, good. Awesome, dude. Fuck yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. Then this fool found the fucking on the treasure hunt. Thank you very much for the rig. I couldn't get a hold of me.
I was in the middle of Home Depot trying to get on that shit, and I didn't have service, man. So, fuck, I couldn't get on. So, couldn't guide him.
It's all good, dude. I fucking text me, and then he fucking dropped the pin, and he found it, dude. It was awesome.
Dropped the pin, dude. It was good, yeah. No, fucking A, man.
I'll be holding it for you.
You got a lot of good callers so far?
Yeah, we got a lot of good callers. Dude. A lot of women callers. Three, right?
Yeah, three ladies, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good for Rodrigo now, you know? He's back in the game, back in the market, so...
Back in the market, bro. He was off the market for a while, but we brought him up.
Yeah. I got caught up on that today. That's all I heard.
One world, one love, dog.
That's what happened.
Oh, no, man. That's cool.
I'm saying now we're back for round two, you know what I'm saying?
Second time around.
Check out, I was going to email Lisa, Spokane Comedy Club. There's a club up there that opened up here recently.
It just opened up, right?
Yeah, not too long ago, yep.
Spokane Comedy Club just opened up.
Yeah, see if we can get some...
I am, man. I think the guy, Tyler Smith, books it. That comedian, the pothead, marijuana comedian.
Yeah.
You know him?
Or what?
You know him?
No, I don't know of him, no. Oh. No. But that'd be good if you get up there.
Fucking A, dude. And I got to say, you have the tastiest, bombest dabs I've ever dabbed.
Hell yeah, smooth.
Go.
No, for sure. We'll be up here. Got a building going now. And like 12,000 square foot building also.
Fucking A, dog.
Yeah.
Shout out to your lady, Rebecca, and the fam band.
Hey, what's the level of heat you need to do a dab?
What's that?
What's the right temperature?
I don't know.
My shit be catching on fire.
I don't know exactly the temperature, but that torch, some people like will heat it up, you know, that little nail.
Yeah.
And then they'll wait like a minute. They have those, you seen those electronic nails?
Yeah.
That you plug in the wall?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are legit, man. That's the way to go, that so low temp dab.
Don't need a torch or nothing.
No, yeah, just plug it in the wall, yep.
Exactly. We were with
always ready.
We were with a guy in Merced who had a Michael Jordan tennis shoes, and it had like an electric dab on it.
Oh, yeah. Those are sick. Those are expensive, man. Fuck, dude. Some of those rigs.
How hard is it to make one?
Mothership? Huh?
How hard is it to make one?
We could probably get the Native American to make one.
You go on Instagram, look up Mothership.
Mothership.
You're talking $30,000 pieces. They're up here from Bellingham.
God damn. Hey, fool, I want to buy a rig, not a house, dog.
I said,
I want to buy a rig, not a house. What's it called,
fool? No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, people are crazy, man. They just created this, you know, like, just with social media, you know, created this frenzy, you know, just like shoes, right, with Nike and shit. Exactly like Jordans. That they've just created this, and it's all just, I don't know. It's insane, dude.
I'm out.
Okay. People are sleeping on the couch, bro, but they got a $30,000 rig, you know?
Fuck that.
I've seen these people, bro. I've seen these people on Instagram. Dab Central, you know, they live with their mom.
Dab Central.
Baby crying on the side.
Shut the baby up. Blow weed in his face.
Shout out to Dab Queen.
No diapers.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hey, man, I'm coming to Bellevue, Washington in July, right?
Oh, are you really?
In September.
What is that? That parlor?
Parlor bar, or? Baby. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Sweet.
Yeah.
Oh,
Cool. Well, I'm sure you guys got more interesting people to talk to.
Nah, fuck that. This is cool. Thank you very much for calling, though. You're a bad motherfucker, dog. Thank you very much for you guys' support.
Thank you for the scavenger hunt.
Hell yeah, dude. You guys are cool motherfuckers,
sure,
dog.
Man. Much love. Dude.
Since the beginning.
Hell yeah. So, I'll be holding it for you.
All right.
Yeah, for real.
Keeping it warm.
Look at it. Keep shining, Rory. Give us a little honk when you're in the truck.
All right, man. Yep. All right, man.
Picking my teeth.
Later, dog.
What's up, fool?
Hello.
Oh man,
we're supposed to only go to from 6 to 7:30. We're
doing it, bro.
Hell yeah, that's cool.
Let's go shout outs right here for these shout outs. Yeah. Shout out to Isabel at. Shout out to the people watching right now at Isabel
_ R
the cannabis.
Yeah, at the kind cannabis. We spoke to him and at Joaquin Maya can't get through on the phone. Call right now, dog.
Joaquin Maya, call right now.
Marisol Montes, she called.
Marisol Montes called. She's going to help me get rid of this gut, bro. I wonder if it hurts, man.
Nah, they put you under, right?
I know, man. I laugh a lot, dog. Cutting. Can't watch no
They're
comedy.
Cutting you, dog. You're cutting into you. Yeah, dude. I think I had an aunt that had a liposuction back in the day, and I heard she fucking was in pain for a while. Yeah.
I want to eat afterward, though.
Fuck. I don't know, man. I just cosmetic on the top. Fuck it, dog.
I carry some bad comedy with me. What's up, fool?
What's happening? How you doing? Who's this?
Hey, what's up, man? This is your biggest fan from Fresno.
What's up, biggest fan from Fresno, Pedro?
You knew who I was.
Ah, what up,
hey,
dog?
I got two in a row,
Hell
bro.
Hell yeah. Bada bing.
Bada bing, my half Iraqi friend.
Fucking
A,
dog.
Hey, man, thank you for showing up to the show, man. You're a big-ass fan from day one, bro. Day one, bro, when I pissed off Joe Coy and that fool got pissed off, it was because of this fool, bro.
What happened,
This fool did a meme with... He did the hack report, bro.
Oh,
and I reposted it.
That's who you are.
It was Pedro all along. You see, fool? This is the guy.
I wasn't making shit up.
And you did the meme, huh, Lisa? Because later on, Brian Posehn had the same gladiator with the same comics.
Ah.
It was Conan the Barbarian. What's up, fool? How's your health? How's everything?
I'm doing good, man. I did your podcast, man. The intro out of Castle, you guys had me crying, dude.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Oh, thank you, man. We lost that baby, but we're trying, bro.
Keep
on trying.
Rodrigo,
we lost the baby,
but
my wife kept away. It's all good.
Yeah, Rodrigo's got a good podcast too, man.
Thank you very much, dog.
Yeah, man, you guys are great. I'm a big fan.
Thank you, bro. We're trying to bust them out once a week.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, no, my mom thought you guys were both funny, dude.
Your mom always been right.
Fuck yeah, dog.
But yeah, dude. Even Darren Carter got mad with that meme.
Dude, all sad.
There was no party that night. No party got started.
Yeah, man. I saw a little brush fire in his head.
You sent me a mean old email.
Are you serious?
We're from the same hometown.
You should have sent him a kazoo. Little party hat.
Send him a Snoop Dogg album.
And Jeff Garcia got mad too. That punk.
What the fuck, dog?
What the fuck, dog? Fucking puta.
Thank you, funny dog.
My fucking wife left me, dog.
This motherfucker.
I still gotta pay fucking child support. So who hit me up, man? What fuck the devil? Hell yeah, bro. Keep going to church. Give me some Joe Diaz, bro.
You know what I'm saying, cocksuckers? You got to get in line. You know what I'm saying? If you want your vote to count, you get in line on Super Tuesday. Respect. You know what I'm saying? Get the fuck out of here.
Because you couldn't vote in Cuba, right?
Fuck no. You can't fucking vote in Cuba. Felipe, I came over here to fucking vote. I'm saying, I use a fucking crack pipe as a snorkeler.
You were stuck in a tuna snake, right?
Fucking exactly. That's why I got this fucking scar above the little fucking herpes in my fucking eyebrow. I'm out of here. You know what I'm saying? Cocksucker. Send a pigeon.
What's up, fool, man? I'm going to Orlando this week, man. I'm going to be spending my birthday over there.
Happy birthday.
June 11th is my birthday. And I don't know what I'm going to do. Probably just hang out in the hotel, swim for a while. Eat some oatmeal. Another caller. All right.
Hell yeah.
What's up, last caller?
Hello.
What's up, hey?
What's up, fool? Who's this?
This is Trinidad from Oceano.
Oceano? Where's that at?
Oceano, right here. You were in San Luis. Is this Felipe?
Yeah, what's up, fool?
Rodrigo Felipe's on the other.
Yeah, what's up, fool?
Oh, no, I'm like right here at Pismo Beach. Right here at Pismo Beach area.
Oh, I love Pismo Beach, bro.
Hey, you were right here in San Luis the other day. You were live, and I was trying to have my kids, eh, and I was going to go out there, but I didn't have car seats there for all my kids, so I couldn't go.
I was in San Luis Obispo, I think, and then Morro Bay.
You went to that candy store or something like that.
Yeah.
That little candy shop. Yeah, I worked right there down the way.
Oh, cool, man. We could have hit up.
Been machining over there for a while in San Luis. I'm from Santa Maria originally, but moved out here to Oceano.
Santa Maria, bro. We did a show.
Yeah, man. I went to Que Locos a long time ago.
That's back in the day, bro. Yeah. Que Locos. You know, one of our first shows we did, were you in a show, though, too, right? Santa Maria?
Yeah, I did it. It was me, Armando. You know what, Raza?
We did a show in Santa Maria, man. It's how ghetto it was. Across the street, they had a strip bar.
A Spearmint Rhino.
Spearmint Rhino.
Hell yeah.
Dude, we were over there, bro. We saw the hottest pregnant chola there.
Yeah, she was fucking
with the stretch marks on the titties and everything.
I don't know. It was dark.
She had overalls on.
She had an overall with a tube top, bro, showing her stomach.
She was cool, though.
And ever since then, I like girls with overalls. I'm a fan of Hee Haw, you know?
Hey, so am I live right now?
You're live, bro. You're live.
Oh, no way. That's what's up. Hey, man. I've been listening to your guys' podcast for a long time, dude. At my work, I put my headphones on, and people are just like, "What the hell's wrong with you?" Because I'm a machinist, so I get to go out and like make parts all day long. And, man, you guys help me through my day, that's for sure. Just cracked up, and I work with a bunch of white boys, and they're like, they don't get it. They're like, "What? You're just cracking up over there in the corner."
What's wrong with you, bro?
You had a million. When you had Emilio Rivera and he was talking, when you told him to wear a life jacket or whatever,
because
the old lady was in
funny.
See, now it's barely live. I'm watching it on YouTube, and now I'm barely.
What's up, fool? Hell yeah.
Right here, dog. Shout out, fool.
Hey, thank you guys for everything.
Thank you, bro.
I'm gonna let other callers get in and whatnot. Okay, hell yeah, man.
I
appreciate your podcast. It's Cherry Gouda. I really like cracking up.
Hell yeah, bro. The fool is in a cool spot.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah. You live by the beach, bro.
Hell yeah, no, I'm like looking at the beach right now.
Oh my God, Pismo Beach. You lucky motherfucker.
Hell yeah, dude.
I don't know, man. I got $1,400 in child support, you know, but I'm making it.
Fuck it, dog.
Fuck it, bro. If you ever need help, bro, there's a place that is called United Fathers of America. And they'll help you out, man. Lower those child support payments.
Financing is available.
And also, man, be nice to your baby mama because no matter what, they'll believe her ass over you.
California, it's a woman's state.
You know, background and everything, you know, I was on, went to the drunk, and man, that's a bad thing, I guess.
Yeah,
I
don't
I work a lot and trying to provide and be a good father, you know, and I don't want to go there, you know, over the air, you know, if I just want to keep it cool. But, man, I'm actually like, surprised that I'm talking to you, man, because I was trying to talk to you when you're on your feed in San Luis Obispo, but you didn't really respond or nothing, man.
Didn't have my glasses on.
You're talking to him now, dog, and that's all that matters.
It was bad, bro. It was in Morro Bay. They had a car show, man. A lot of veteranos.
A lot of
big fat veteranas.
Whole face cherry right there. Hey, if you guys want to look up something funny, look up fish fossils. That's me and the homies. I go kayak fishing. And,
All right, I gotta look. Fish vatos, bro.
Hell yeah, we'll check it out. Thank you very much for calling, dog.
Hell yeah, bro. Those fools fucking stabbed the fucking fish
with harpoons.
All right, guys, thank you.
They'll be fishing with fucking
hooks
made out of toothbrushes. What's up, fool? Thank you very much.
I gotta go run in my truck because it's at 8.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, that's it. Okay. Oh.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you so much for everybody who listened to the What's Up Food podcast. Please check us out on SoundCloud and iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you can find a podcast. Check out the Enchilada Castle Rock podcast with my wife and I, the Yeah Man over here.
Yeah, on SoundCloud.
We're doing it, man. Also, thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. We do this show for you guys.
Fuck yeah.
We love doing it. We're going to keep doing this show, the What's Up Food podcast. You never know what's going to happen next.
That's what's up. Un millón de gracias. Peace.